Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Why Women Deserve Less, by Myron Gaines, is a provocative, polemical entry in the modern dating and gender dynamics genre, best known through its audiobook and Kindle listings, presented as a blunt reality check for men. The book argues that contemporary heterosexual dating in Western societies has shifted into a lopsided arrangement where men assume high financial, emotional, and lifestyle risk while receiving uncertain commitment or reciprocity. Gaines frames this shift as a move from an older, more mutually dependent relationship model to a newer model where expectations remain high for men, while incentives for long-term partnership have weakened. Across its core claims, STP, the book urges men to stop over-investing in relationships that feel extractive or one-sided, and to redirect energy toward self-improvement, career progress, and building a stable, independent life. Its tone and conclusions have generated polarized reactions, with some readers valuing its directness and others criticizing it as cynical and adversarial toward women. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the modern male paradox and the book's starting premise. A central topic in Why Women Deserve Less is what Gaines describes as a paradox facing men. Men are strongly motivated to pursue sex, relationships, and family formation. Yet they experience modern dating as increasingly dismissive, competitive, and unrewarding. The book frames this as a structural problem rather than a series of isolated bad dates. In this view, many men continue to follow traditional instincts and social scripts, such as pursuing commitment, providing resources, and investing heavily early, while the surrounding culture has changed the payoff and the rules. Gaines portrays the result as frustration and confusion, especially for men who believe effort and loyalty should reliably convert into affection, exclusivity, or long-term partnership. This opening premise sets up the book's overall purpose to persuade men to reassess assumptions about what dating and relationships are supposed to look like now, and to adopt a more self-protective strategy. Even when readers disagree with his framing, this theme explains the book's appeal to men who feel that conventional advice does not match their lived experience. Secondly, old contract versus new contract in dating expectations. The book explicitly contrasts an old contract of male-female relationships with a new contract, using that comparison to argue that expectations have become asymmetric. In the old contract framing, men and women needed each other in clearer ways. Men were commonly expected to provide and protect, while women were commonly expected to offer cooperation, loyalty, and a path toward family stability. Gaines argues that many men still behave as if that earlier deal is in force, continuing to offer provider-style commitment and significant investment. The new contract, as he presents it, does not guarantee the same exchange, because cultural norms around independence, casual dating, and partner selection have shifted. The practical point of this topic is not simply nostalgia, but risk assessment. If the underlying agreement has changed, then men who keep acting under old assumptions may take on burdens without informed consent. The book uses this contract language to justify a more conditional approach to commitment, encouraging men to align effort with demonstrated reciprocity rather than with hope, pressure, or tradition. Thirdly, financial and emotional risk and the idea of indentured servitude. Another major topic is the claim that many men end up in what Gaines calls indentured servitude, investing time, money, attention, and emotional labor into women who are not genuinely interested in long-term partnership with them. This is presented as a critique of common dating patterns where men are expected to pay, pursue, entertain, and provide validation, often with ambiguous outcomes. Gaines links this to broader concerns about men becoming default providers, whether through social expectations, relationship dynamics, or public systems, while receiving limited appreciation or security. Within the book's argument, the danger is not only financial loss, but also opportunity cost. The time and focus spent chasing approval could have been used to build skills, health, and stability. The book uses sharp language and strong examples at a general level, aiming to persuade men to set boundaries, stop funding lifestyles or attention-seeking behavior, and avoid confusing access to intimacy with evidence of respect. This theme is part warning and part motivational push toward self-preservation. Fourthly, manipulative dating behaviors and the attention economy, Why Women Deserve Less, also highlights behaviors the author views as manipulative within modern dating. Especially in environments shaped by apps, social media, and abundant attention, Gaines argues that some women exploit these systems to extract benefits such as meals, entertainment, emotional support, or ongoing validation without offering commitment or sincere interest. The broader point is that the dating marketplace can reward superficial engagement and short-term gains, which can encourage people to keep options open and to treat others as disposable. For men, the book suggests this creates a trap, being constantly available, and generous can make a man useful without making him valued. Gaines uses this topic to justify a more skeptical approach to early dating signals, urging men to watch for consistency between words and actions, and to avoid chasing situations where interest is vague but demands are clear. Whether a reader agrees with his generalizations or not, this section reflects the book's focus on modern courtship as a system where incentives can distort behavior and where men are advised to be more strategic. Lastly, men's self-improvement as the proposed solution, despite its confrontational title. A consistent through line in the book is prescriptive Gaines repeatedly encourages men to prioritize self-improvement over relationship chasing. The recommended shift is from seeking validation through women to building a life that stands on its own, including career advancement, physical fitness, financial discipline, and personal development. In the book's logic, this accomplishes two goals at once. First, it reduces vulnerability by making a man less dependent on any particular relationship outcome. Second, it can increase attractiveness and leverage in dating by improving confidence, resources, and options. Gaines presents this as a corrective to men who overinvest emotionally or financially before commitment is earned. The message is framed as empowerment: choose goals, routines, and standards that protect your time and dignity. Even readers who reject the book's harsh rhetoric may recognize the practicality of parts of this advice, because focusing on health, competence, and stability tends to improve life outcomes broadly, not only romantic ones. In conclusion, Why Women Deserve Less is best approached as an argumentative manifesto rather than a balanced relationship handbook. It will most appeal to men who feel burned out by modern dating, who believe they have over-given time or resources, or who want a contrarian framework that validates their frustrations and pushes them toward firmer boundaries. The primary practical benefit is its emphasis on self-prioritization, redirecting energy into career, health, and independence, and avoiding premature investment in ambiguous relationships. Intellectually, the book offers a lens for thinking about incentives and expectations, especially the idea that relationship scripts may change while people keep acting as if they have not. Readers should also be prepared for a polarizing tone and broad generalizations about women that many will find unfair or counterproductive. Compared with more therapeutic or research-based dating books, Gaines stands out by using confrontational rhetoric and a marketplace-style analysis, positioning the work closer to a cultural critique aimed at motivating a specific audience. For readers who can separate the self-improvement message from the book's most adversarial framing, it may function as a catalyst to reassess boundaries and personal goals. If you would like to support Myron Gaines, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.